How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every single day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, with me. Listen, we got a big day here. I got some news, too. I have not been having a good week. Good couple of weeks here, but I got to talk about that after the break. But, man, we got a big day. Forbidden Door pay-per-view tonight in, what, an hour, 2 hours? By the time the show's over, it's time to start the show. This is a big moment for a lot of people. It's kind of veered into a direction that a lot of people didn't expect with all these injuries. New Japan versus AEW tonight on pay-per-view, obviously going to be the big story here, and everything that's going to happen leading up to this and exiting. Because this is not the card that a lot of people thought they would get, but listen, on paper, it's a fantastic card. Big sold-out stadium, right? Arena. Maybe sold out. We'll find out, right? We'll see. There's a lot of secondhand market tickets still available. I think it was, as of yesterday, it was like 1,200 tickets. We're going to talk about that, obviously. A lot more injuries. AEW injuries, WWE injuries, a lot of injuries. And we're going to talk about why that's happening. Dave has a great theory on this. Dave and Garrett did a great job on Wrestling Observer Radio where they broke this down and kind of went into it and explained what's going on. We also had SmackDown and the build to Money in the Bank. Is this a pay-per-view you want to watch? I think a lot of people assumed this was going to be the great moment that people expected for Cody. And we're not getting that, obviously, right? So who deserves that spot to be the guy? A lot of stuff to go into. And also some news about Stephanie McMahon and how she ended up becoming interim CEO. Guys, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Wrestling Observer Live with me, Andrew Zarian, Sports Byline USA. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian here. Big day, obviously. Forbidden Door pay-per-view. First time New Japan versus AEW is happening. A lot of people anticipated this to happen a long time ago. Is it better that it didn't happen when people kind of wanted it to happen when they first started, or is it better now? I think overall, if we're talking about, you know, what was a better decision, I think it was better to hold it off, right? AEW needed to get themselves established in the world of pro wrestling. I don't think they should have piggybacked on the success of New Japan or anybody else when they were starting out, but we're here now, and this would have been a very different card if the injuries had not happened. Dynamite did a okay job at trying to build this as much as they could. Obviously, you know, AEW's had some issues here the last couple of weeks with their TV. You know, some are saying they're doing a little bit too much. Some are saying that they haven't adjusted and pivoted quickly enough. I don't know if those are fair criticisms, you know, when you have a guy like Bryan Danielson that obviously gets hurt and can't compete and your champion gets hurt and you have another guy that's in a contract dispute that you're turning into an angle and everything else that's going on, it becomes pretty difficult. And fortunately for them, they have enough stars, but you know, maybe it's time to elevate some of these guys in the middle to a higher positioning. We're going to talk about this. Let's go into Dynamite a little bit here. I'm not going to do a full recap, but the things that matter for this pay-per-view. So Bryan Danielson comes out to address the Forbidden Door match card and of course blood and guts that are happening on Wednesday. You know, this is the problem when you do too much. You kind of forget about some stuff. Blood and guts should be a bigger deal right now, right? But it's not, obviously. So he said that he's handpicking his replacement. And I'd love to know what the chat room thinks about this. Who would be a positive replacement for Bryan Danielson? Not just anybody. I think a lot of people thought it would be Wheeler Yuta for a little bit for the blood and gut. There were like so many suggestions to replace him for Forbidden Door. It has to be big. It can't be Yuta. He hinted that it's a technical wrestler that he trusts. Obviously, a lot of people are thinking it's Claudio, right? Formerly known as Cesaro. A lot of people are thinking it's Johnny Gargano. Would you say Johnny Gargano would be a good replacement? You know what? We have our producer, Matt, here with me. He's a little shy, guys. MG's yes, a little shy here. There he is. I don't know if you guys could hear him or not, but I could hear him. Who do you think would be better, Gargano or Claudio?
Oh, Claudio. I think Claudio is the one.
Yeah, I would hope it's Claudia. You know what somebody wrote to me? And I don't know if this is... See, I got excited. I dropped my pen. If you guys are watching this. If you're not, then you have no idea what happened. And I'm totally sidetracking you. Let me just say this, because I want to get your opinion on this, right? There's another person that a lot of people have speculated online. And I'm not saying it's him. I don't think it's him. But a lot of people are like, how about Regal? He's a technical wrestler that he trusts. He could also get down and get bloody and cheat and fight. You know, let me ask you this, Matt, and I want to get your opinion on this, obviously. Sure. Danielson in that promo, and correct me if I'm I've been dealing with a lot. I don't know if you guys know. I fractured my hip. We'll talk about it when we come back from break in the next segment. But I have a fractured hip right now. It's not as terrible as it sounds. Is the replacement, did Danielson say that his replacement not only is a great technical wrestler, but also could get down with the blood and guts style match? That's what he alluded to, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think Claudio when I hear that. I immediately think Johnny Gargano, and I'll tell you why. He's a fantastic wrestler. Obviously, we know that. But he's also a guy that's really specialized in that NXT War Games style match.
I was going to say, that's exactly where I was going.
And those matches that he had with Cole, the matches that he had with Tommaso Ciampa, you know, those were, I mean, you could say blood and guts style, aggressive, you know, street fights, brawls. Okay, now you tell me what you think.
That's where I was going with it, is I think a guy like Johnny Gargano has that experience in that type of a match. If that's where they're going with it, someone in that can do that. The technical, he is a good technical wrestler.
Very good technical wrestler.
Yeah. I just think if you think of a guy that can do it all, that's so well-rounded, it is Johnny Gargano. Cesaro.
Cesaro. No, Cody. Absolutely. Listen, if we were just talking about this match, this one match with Zack Sabre Jr., I would say Claudio would be a fantastic pick. But now when you kind of alluded that, like, this guy's going to do both, and he could do both.
Right.
I'm thinking, Johnny Gargano would be the best one for this. Now, I don't know if that's what you want to see. I don't know what's going to be a better match, if Claudio versus Zack Sabre Jr. would be the match. But this is the situation we're in right now. Danielson not cleared yet. A lot of the anticipation was that he would be cleared. He's not. And we're going from there. After this, we also got, and I'm running through this quick because a lot of this connects to the pay-per-view, which I want to summarize for everybody. Orange Cassidy and Roppongi Vice defeated Will Ospreay and Aussie Open. Not a fan of this. I don't like that Will Ospreay is losing on TV. This is the second loss he's had in his team matches. This is the one match that I am not super high on. We'll talk about this when we're driving down the card, obviously. FTR comes out to a huge pop. This was the big moment. Christian, right? I would love to see Christian play a part in this. He tries to explain why he attacked Jungle Boy. The crowd is chanting some very bad words that we can't say on radio. The camera pans to a 10-year-old chanting this thing. The line of the night was, "You may want a father figure, but your father's dead." Major heat on Christian. Ends up, Luchasaurus comes out to attack him or confront him, and he ends up convincing Luchasaurus to kind of side with him at this very moment. So we'll see what happens here. AEW All-Atlantic Championship qualifier. Malakai Black defeated Penta. Pac came out at the end. Miro shows up on the screen and cuts a insane Miro promo. Probably, actually, to be honest, it was the most coherent of the Miro promos, which I'm loving this insanity. Hangman Page defeats Silas Young. I enjoyed this, man. It was great to see Silas Young on AEW TV. Hangman looked good. Adam Cole was on commentary. After the match, Jay White comes out, confronts both Cole and Page, essentially says, "Hey, listen, Adam Cole," but they're two Adams, right? "Adam Cole, I'm not going to face you." Goes in the ring, looks at Adam Page, and pretty much tells him, "I'm not going to face you either." And then the coin drop happens. Okada comes out. Rich lost his mind. We were talking about this with my co-host on Mat Men, Rich. He lost his absolute mind when Okada came out. And in typical AEW fashion, you debut with a white t-shirt. All these guys with their white t-shirts showing up on TV. Very cool to see Okada here. Now he's playing a part. Now this is a fantastic match. Adam Cole, Adam Page, Jay White, and Okada for the IWGP World Championship. Very cool. Tony Storm defeated Marina Shafir. Thunder Rosa made the save. I'm looking forward to this match also. And the main event, John Moxley and Tanahashi defeated Chris Jericho and Lance Archer. You know, we got a couple minutes here, but I want to kind of touch on this. It was cool to see this match happen on TV, right? I think we all agree. But it was also something was very odd to seeing Tanahashi in this match. I don't know if it was that I was just so, you know, listen, he this guy is a legend. He's a fantastic wrestler. I mean, we could go on and on. But like seeing him in that AEW match, in a tag match, in that main event, it was cool, man. It was different. It was cool. I very much liked it. We also got Rampage that happened Friday night. Andrade defeated Rey Fénix. 16 minutes and 29 seconds aired. I don't have the exact time of this match. Do you have the time, Matt? It went longer than that, right?
That's from the Observer. That was what was on TV.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, 16 minutes, 29 seconds aired. ROH Women's Championship. Mercedes Martinez and Serena Deeb defeated Saraya and Luck.
Sierra.
Yes. Sierra. I'm sorry. Sierra. And, there you go. I'm having trouble reading this. Hook defeated the DKC, and Jeff Cobb defeated Cash Wheeler. So this is what we're going into this, right? We're going into this now. This is going to be an interesting show. Listen, guys, when we come back from our break, we're going to go head first into Forbidden Door. This is going to be an awesome show, man. Well, but I also want to find out what's going to make it not so awesome. What did you expect? There's a lot up in the air here. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian here. Pay-per-view night here for all of us. AEW Forbidden Door. AEW New Japan present Forbidden Door. Some more last-minute changes as of yesterday. I'm looking at my notes here. More injuries happening. By the way, these are the injuries that AEW is dealing with, right? By the way, Hiromu Takahashi is off this card due to a fever. He can't travel from Mexico. The 8-man tag is now a trios match from Japan. He can't travel from Japan. 8-man tag is now a trios match. The match will now be Sting, Allen, and Takagi versus the Bucks ELP with Hikuleo in their corner. Okay, I'll take that. I don't dislike it. I would have loved to see Hiromu on this card, but unfortunately he's out. But look at these injuries here. Ishii, Kyle O'Reilly, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Buddy Matthews is dealing with something. Jungle Boy, shoulder injury. MJF off the card. Kenny Omega, obviously, the big one here. What a shame this man is not on this card. He is the one that put this whole thing together. It would not have been possible without Kenny Omega. And in the most bizarre, predictable wrestling way, he is not on this card. I keep saying this is such... I mean, it kind of feels like what happened with ECW One Night Stand with Rob Van Dam. He couldn't compete on the show. He really catapulted to happening. But it is what it is. Obviously, hopefully with the success of this show, I can't see it not being a success. We'll see another one happen. And maybe that'll be the one we get these matches. This is the final Forbidden Door card. The buy-in. We got Keith Lee and Swerve versus Kanemura and El Desperado. I'm glad to see that Keith Lee and Swerve are on the same page here. Buy-in. Yoshihashi. Are all of our favorite. Yoshihashi. And Goto versus Aaron Solo and QT Marshall. The buy-in also has Max Caster and the Gun Club, Billy, Austin, and Colton versus the LA Dojo. Okay, I'm cool with this. Let's see. This should be a fun match. It's like a Young Boys match. I'm into this. All right, can't complain. Then we got the Bullet Club. The Young Bucks back in the Bullet Club. One night only, I guess? The Young Bucks, El Fantasmo, and Hikuleo. Versus the Dudes with Attitudes. Remember, this is the one
That's the change match.
This is the change match, yeah. Matt, our producer here. Hiromu Takahashi is out of this match. Unfortunately. We're going to get Zack Sabre Jr. versus TBA, Turnbuckle Al. You know what? I'm gonna do my pick here, okay? I'm going to go with my pick here. I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano in this match. Matt, you want to go with yours?
Okay.
Who's your pick?
I'll say Claudio. So okay. Can we just veer for just a second? What if it's someone we're not thinking of? What if it is a complete swerve and it's someone like a Wyndham Rotunda or something like that?
Is Wyndham a great technical wrestler?
No, but I'm saying it would be a complete swerve and outside the box thinking. But I think we should wave at a little bit that there could be someone else.
There could be a swerve. No, there could absolutely be a swerve. And, you know, like, this is the thing, right? And you kind of hit the nail on the head. Like, everybody watching this and everybody reading about this, like, we all will put in who we think should be in it, right? And sometimes, a lot of the times, it's absolutely correct. We hit the nail on the head and we're 100% right with this. And it's the right guy in the right position for the right replacement. Other times, you know, it's a disappointment. And other times, it's a total surprise that works out. I don't know how much of a surprise. I mean, there's three people in my mind that this could be. I highly doubt it's Regal, but it's either Claudio or Johnny, and I'm fine with both of them. Do you think that crowd poo-poos on if it's Johnny or Claudio, if it's not the one that they expect, or you think they'll just be happy to see them?
I think they'll be happy to see whoever it is, especially one of those guys I haven't seen in a while. And it's the old, you know, when you come from WWE, I think they're happy to see them out of it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Crowd especially.
I think for Claudio especially, right? Because he's a guy that, you know, most of these people have never seen the full potential of. I mean, we've seen him compete other places, but this guy was a WWE long-term guy and he was very well liked for someone that was so underutilized. Always very well liked by casual fans and the hardcore fans. I would say it's not just one side. So I'm gonna give you my predictions here, right? Keith Lee, Swerve Scott. I'm gonna go with Keith Lee. Yoshihashi and Goto versus Aaron Solo and QT Marshall. Obviously, I'm gonna go with Goto and Yoshihashi. Gun Club and Max Caster. I'm gonna go with the Dojo on this one. I think you could do some sort of funny finish here with the guns kind of getting confused. Bullet Club versus Dudes with Attitudes. Who should take this?
I feel like, you know what? I was Brian said this on the radio show, I think, and I kind of agree with him. Sting and Darby, I think, are in line for a tag title run, and I think one of them pinning one of the Bucks makes sense.
Okay, that's cool. I'm into that. With Jungle Boy injured. Yeah, Jungle Boy's involved in his own thing. So, okay, that's cool. Zack Sabre Jr. versus TBA. I'm going to pass this, but this does say something. You know, if it's a guy that's not really signed and they're just bringing in for the show, does Zack Sabre Jr. go over? And if they are not, you know, if they are signed, should... I don't think... You know, here's the thing, right? Nobody should lose in this match. I don't know. I don't want to see Zack Sabre Jr. lose, but... He might have to be the one if we're getting a Johnny Gargano or, you know, that leads into a big story for AEW or Cesaro that leads into a big story. We'll see what happens here.
Well, one thing we should consider is, are these guys going to be able to cross back over and come over and continue stories? Because if that's the case, then some of these guys winning makes sense. If, you know, and then we get something in 6 months or even next year, they can do this.
I think some of them have to win and bring the story currently, not 6 months from now, you know, in current time.
Yeah. It depends.
Yeah. Cool. Chris Jericho, Minoru Suzuki, and Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston, Wheeler Yuta, and Shota Umino. Interesting thing here.
So I didn't put this in the map. I forgot to add this for you, but okay. This match is the winner of this determines the Blood and Guts, who gets the advantage at Blood and Guts Wednesday.
Yeah, so generally you want the heels with the advantage, right? So
right.
I don't know if this will be a thing. I do want to see Minoru Suzuki.
This is
going to
be a wacky match.
Yeah, it has to be a wacky match. Nuts. Yeah. I definitely want to see Minoru Suzuki go crazy in this. Maybe some sort of, you know, back and forth with Jericho. Maybe they fall apart. as a team. You could do that match in a couple weeks with Minoru. I mean, there's a lot of options here. I think that's pretty
cool. Remember, you're also going to have some ringside people. You got Tay Conti's probably getting involved in this.
Yeah, this will be a nutty one. So this is my least look forward to match coming up. IWGP US Championship. Will Ospreay and Orange Cassidy. And it's not a knock at Orange Cassidy at all, right? I no knock at him. Is he my style of wrestling? No, he's not, but I totally get it. It works. It's fine. I thought maybe you'd want to do something a little bit bigger here, right? I think this is a fantastic TV match you could have on the main event of a Dynamite. Should Will Ospreay's first real serious singles opponent on a pay-per-view be Orange Cassidy? I guess if it helps further the storyline, right? This is a political match. Orange could take the pin. Will Ospreay could win, leading to something else. So this could be a sleeper. I think a lot of people think this could be a sleeper match. You know, this could be a fantastic.
That's where I'm at with this.
Yeah. So Matt's part of that too. IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. We got ROH World Champions, World Tag Team Champions. I'm sorry. Let me start this over. IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions / Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, United Empire versus FTR versus Roppongi Vice. So this is a big match. So we'll see what happens here. So we got two champions facing off against Beretta and Rocky. You know, I don't think. I mean, Rocky and Beretta could take the pin and it'll be fine, right? That's how they should do this. I would imagine that's how they should do it.
Yeah, but I want you to think of something. Roppongi Vice is the one team that is going back and forth between AEW and New Japan. So
maybe they could take something
and they can actually.
Listen, we're friends of Rockies. I want to see Rocky win.
I think that's interesting. Well, I think a lot of people just want FTR to take this. They're the best team right now.
I think so too.
They're like MVPs of the year so far for me.
We also got an AEW Women's World Championship match, Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. A lot of criticism of Thunder Rosa's reign as champion. Maybe we could go into that with the questions in the next segment when we have them. Because there's a lot of question as to what's going on here, why it's not what it should feel like for a lot of people. I'm going to go with Thunder Rosa on this. AEW All-Atlantic Championship. This is a four-way. Malakai Black, Pac, Miro, and Clark Connors as a replacement here. I'm going to go with Miro. I want Miro to win this title. Let's go into IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match. This is a big match. Jay White, the champion, current champion, versus Okada, Hangman Page, and Adam Cole. They've done a good job at protecting everybody here. I think Cole could take the pin. It won't be a big problem. Jay White, obviously, and Okada are going to continue this, and we have this match. This could be a fantastic, fantastic match. By the way, Okada's huge. A giant man. And the main event, interim AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. Hiroshi Tanahashi and Jon Moxley in the main event here. I think you should put the title on Tanahashi. I want to see this bonkers thing. You don't want to see Tanahashi with the title? Quick, yes or no?
Yes, I would like to see it, but I also consider the G1.
You also consider the G1. There's a lot that they could do here. Jon Moxley could win this. Tanahashi could do this. I think Moxley and CM Punk together would be a great story for that Chicago show coming up in September. But listen, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Wrestling Observer Live. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian here, Sunday edition, solo, but I got two producers here. I got Matt and I got John here. Matt's been helping out a little bit. I wanted, you know, he's the guy that writes all the notes here for us. All my shows, all my notes. Matt does everything, so let's all thank him. I said I'd talk about this, and then I want to go into some of the news and everything else. I fractured my hip. I think a lot of you guys saw my tweet during a week. I had a slip and fall, like I'm 90. It's one of those commercials. I need that button. I fall and I can't get up. In the middle of the night, my daughter came into my room with like a glass of water filled to the brim, apparently. I have no idea that it seems like the entire cup of water was on my floor. Miraculously. I have no idea how that happened. I got up in the middle of the night. I went to open a door, and guess what? I took a bad bump on my side. Fell right on my butt. Couple days go by. I'm like, yeah, this is a little sore. Week goes by. 2 weeks go by. My leg is really killing me. I can barely move my left leg. I can walk straight, but not long. Like, I can walk a little bit. And I went and got an x-ray. I got an MRI, and I have a slight tear. I have a labrum tear. Very little. Nothing crazy. They discovered I have tons of arthritis in my hip, and I have a small fracture in my hip. So now we're going to find out what I'm doing. I may get surgery. I may not. I don't know. So this is what I'm dealing with right now. So if you're questioning, where's Andrew been? He's a little quiet online. This is why. But you can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian. All right, let's go to some of this news here. You know, I rushed through this to hit the spots before the break, but I do want to touch on this John Moxley Tanahashi match. You know, sometimes you want to do something a little different. John Moxley was never supposed to be the match, and I think we could have all predicted that it was going to be CM Punk that wins the title, or keeps the title, leaving the show. We may get a better match here with John Moxley and Tanahashi, in all honesty. But, you know, Moxley wins. He's the champion. Now you're going into All Out. He's the interim champion. You have that title versus title, right? Interim champion versus legitimate champion, or whatever you want to call it. That building goes insane. It's a match of they'll eat up. You could, you know, Dave brought it up with Garrett on Observer Radio. This ties into the Shield situation. This ties into a lot of stuff when CM Punk was leaving the company. You know, you could do something where it says, you know, you left and you didn't want to face me and blah, blah, blah. You know, because essentially the Shield took over after CM Punk left. The landscape changed in that company. Three guys they got, and all three were big, big stars. So I think this kind of plays hand in hand here with Moxley and Tanahashi. Listen, man, Moxley's fantastic. Tanahashi's fantastic. How could you be disappointed with this? I don't think anybody is. One person that's probably disappointed is Kenny Omega. He did an interview with Sean Ross Sapp, friend of the show's, friend of mine. He wanted to be in Chicago for this. He spoke about his New Japan career. He spoke about his injuries and what was like a pivotal moment that he knew he had to get everything fixed. You know, this guy went for years from 26. I mean, obviously, this guy was having these style matches for the majority of his career, but 2016 on, his career, I mean, became the top guy as far as the athletics go, as far as in-ring goes. He became that guy that was most desirable, to the point that WWE offered him tons and tons to go there. Obviously, he chose AEW and he kickstarted that, and he had a great championship run. I'm very hopeful that he comes back and there's this nice little boom happening. Because if you're watching AEW TV, the rating is a little low. They're feeling it a little bit right now with everybody being hurt and being out. I mean, maybe this speaks volume about CM Punk and how valuable he is for AEW. You know, between CM Punk, Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, you know, these three are big names for this company. Obviously, everybody else that's there, also Moxley, everybody else. But this is a very interesting time for both companies. I think the eyeballs and the pressure is going to be on AEW going into the third and, you know, the fourth quarter, essentially, when they really need to have hot TV post-summer because they're renegotiating the contract, you know, to get picked up and get some more money. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go into the Stephanie McMahon stuff. I want to touch on this very quickly. I'm not going to go deep into the rest of SmackDown or what's going on. Money in the Bank pay-per-view next week, right? Yeah, next week, Money in the Bank pay-per-view. So
Saturday.
It's a Saturday pay-per-view. Keep forgetting that. But, you know, a story came out. Dave reported in the newsletter this week. A lot of people assume that this interim WWE CEO appointment for Steph came from Nick Khan or it came from Vince. And that does not seem to be the case here. In the newsletter, Head on over to F4WOnline.com and check out the newsletter. The decision to appoint Stephanie McMahon as interim WWE CEO and chairwoman was made by a special committee of the company's board that didn't include members of her family or Nick Khan. The eight other members made the decision. Now, obviously, I think in a position like this, Vince would most likely want his daughter there. But a couple weeks prior, myself, other people that cover pro wrestling, Dave reported it. Brian reported it. Stephanie McMahon was getting buried by key people within the company. So this is a very bizarre turn of events. It's pro wrestling. Are you surprised? You know? But the idea that it was Vince that decided this and not other people, that is not true. It was not Vince. It was other people. Eight other members. So as the investigation is heating up here, we'll have more information this coming week, obviously, when it happens. SmackDown, they did a couple things to lead into Money in the Bank. Sami Zayn defeated Nakamura. New Day versus Jinder and Shanky. The match never happened when Shanky decided to dance with the New Day. What a ridiculous thing. They repackaged the Viking Raiders. They returned, attacked everybody. Raquel Gonzalez and Lacey Evans defeated Sonya Deville with Shayna Baszler and Xia Li. Natty. Oh, so here we go. Matt's favorite segment here. Natty came out looking like Ronda Rousey. She was dressed like her, came out with a baby stroller. I was convinced we were getting a Snitsky moment. Was anybody else thinking this, or was it me? Matt, were you thinking this?
For a second, I really thought they were going there, and then they turned. It just
and they
it
turned it around.
It was a non-segment. It was silly. It was absolutely silly.
It was silly. We got a Money in the Bank qualifier. Shotzi defeated Tamina. Pat McAfee challenged Happy Corbin for a match of SummerSlam. You know what? I'm not against this. I love seeing Pat McAfee wrestle. I think this story makes sense. Two football guys. They could build that in. Whatever. Yeah, Corbin is, this guy has stood the test of time in this company. Between gimmick changes, hot and cold, he's still here and he's in a big match with Pat McAfee. That's always an attraction match. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus defeated the Undisputed Tag Team Champions, the Usos, in 11 minutes. By winning, Drew and Sheamus have requalified for Money in the Bank here. So here's what we have for Money in the Bank. Next Saturday. Do we know what the ticket sales are for this one? I got to check out what WrestleTix is saying. Because this, you know, the story here, for people who don't remember, they had booked a giant venue and decided to pull it and go into a smaller venue here because they couldn't fill more seats. So, but the problem was they had sold more seats than available in the new venue. So they had to start over. We'll see what happens here. Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Omos, Sami Zayn versus TBD, TBD, and TBD. All right. I can't even predict who could win this. Maybe Drew, maybe Seth. We'll find out. Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Lacey Evans, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Shotzi, and To Be Determined. Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Carmella. Carmella just came back. How is she in a number one position again? SmackDown Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey play. Versus Natty. What is that?
I said that's a plug and play. Who they had plug available. And
that's it.
They just, silly.
Ronda Rousey and Natalya. We got Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. The Usos facing off against the Street Profits. United States Championship match, Theory versus Bobby Lashley. So we do not have a world title match on this. These are the matches. We're getting ready for John Cena. Obviously, it might be, it looks like it's going to be Theory and Cena at SummerSlam for their match. I mean, okay. All right. Not terrible. They had so much momentum with Cody. Kind of slowed down here. Oh, we also got Brock Lesnar back. That's the other thing. We're back to Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam. The return, the revenge of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. When all else fails, what do? Plug and play, right? Why worry about creating a new star? Why not have somebody...
Brock Roman 49.
Brock Roman 49. Why would you spend time and put someone in a position, right? And listen, I'm not saying I could book this better, right? But you know what I would do? This is what I would do. Elevate somebody, right? Elevate them and make them look like fools. If you gave me a compelling reason why Matt Riddle should get a rematch against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, and you gave me that, well, maybe there's a chance that Matt Riddle could win, which is always the key with wrestling. You never want to put on a match where you know that someone's going to lose. Build him up the next for a couple of weeks. Have that be the big match. But unfortunately, no, that is not what we do here for WWE. Not here. Not here on Observer Live. We do it on Observer Live. You know, think about that, right? I want you guys to think about it. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian here. Final segment coming up. I got a couple questions here. I'm going to hit them really quickly. We'll do a rapid fire and we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, we'll be right back after this. Wrestling Observer Live, Andrew Zarian here. Final segment of the show. Going into the big New Japan and AEW pay-per-view, Forbidden Door, live from Chicago. Excited for this. I'm going to grab a couple brewskis, put my leg up, because I can't really move much, and enjoy the show. It'll be a lot of fun. I got a couple questions here. I thought it'd be fun to answer them. I think we might have answered some of these, but let's do it. Rapid-fire questions for the last couple minutes here. Who do you think Bryan Danielson's replacement will be? I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano, even if I'm wrong. I'm fine with that. A lot of people think Cesaro. Some people think Regal. Matt, our producer here, MG Geek, the one that messes up all the notes, every time, spells everybody. He spelled Bryan Danielson's name with a 5 and a tilde. I have no idea what's going on in my notes here. He thinks it could maybe be a surprise. I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano only because of the blood and guts connection here. Because he's the king of war games. Do you see this show being an annual event? It can be. It could be twice a year. I think they have a lot of opportunity here to do something really cool. Obviously, this show did not become the card that people expected. But a lot of that had to do with injuries, some politics. Right? We heard Andrade and Will Ospreay was supposed to have a match. And man, I would love to see that match. Because I love both of them. Not because I'm the Wish version of Andrade. That's what people say to me a lot. What other surprises will we see? I don't know. I thought maybe Kenny could show up, but I guess he's not there. Will MJF show up? Maybe that's the surprise here, right? Come and ruin the event? Why only one women's match? I think a lot of that had to do with the New Japan side not having a women's division and wanting to keep this more also, of a thing. We got 10 seconds here.
Stardom has a show.
Stardom has a show, yes. And Stardom has a show here. Guys, so much fun here today. Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be back next week. See you all next time. Take care.